Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
After 22 years of being a titan on Wall Street and starting his own firm, Tony Kasai is walking away to shed the ugly side of being on the inside. We'll interview insiders and other titans of all types of industries, offering advice and sharing stories of adversity.
Now let's go.
This is another episode of The Insider Show.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the inside investor, Tony K. We're the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
The information provided by Financial Friday and Tony Kasai is for general information and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as professional financial advice. Consult with a professional before making any financial decisions.
Yo, I don't know where you're at, what you're doing, or what day of the week it is for you, but over here at the CT101 iHeart Studios, ladies and gentlemen, it is Financial Fridays for us. I'm Tony K, your insider investor, and I'm here to get your mind right and your money game tight. You're hearing me all over the world on world-famous Cannabis Talk 101 with my boys Blue and Joe Grande, who, as you know, are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Feel free to leave me a financial question anytime at 1-800-420-1980. You can always find me on Instagram as well at The Insider Investor. And you can follow the show at YouTube at Cannabis Talk 101. Make sure you show some love, guys. Follow, subscribe. That's going to keep us here every day, all day. And y'all know that the number one reason I created Financial Fridays is because after 20 years of Wall Street, I got sick and tired of the little guy getting screwed. You see it all over the news. You see it every day. Every time you watch TV and you're watching the business channel, there's always stories of people getting screwed over. So I wanted to empower you to get your mind right and your money game tight. Y'all know that my number one rule of money is that your health is your wealth. You guys can't be wealthy if you're not healthy. And that's why I love talking about my friends over at Rising Tide Benefits. You guys, this is a platform that's been created for you. It is a massive misconception that you guys are not qualified for insurance after January 1st. Turns out these guys are offering insurance to our clients, to our listeners, to my friends, to my family. And it's really super easy, guys. You give them a call, you go on their website, they're going to give you one of three options. They're going to listen to you. They're going to tell you you're in good hands. Number two, they're going to give you more insurance at a cheaper rate, or they're going to keep your rates the same, and they're going to give you more coverage. Either way, you have nothing to lose. Give them a call. They're over at risingtidebenefits.com or 214-446-5300. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons I love shooting my show here at the iHeart CT101 Studios is that I get a chance to meet real entrepreneurs and not wantrepreneurs. Our friend Taylor Armstrong from The Housewives is shooting her new show here called The Naked Truth. And at one of the tapings, I got a chance to meet this inspiring entrepreneur who's sitting next to me. Now, this gal has bootstrapped her business as a single mom to start her line of day spas. Now, I know that I had to have her on the show because when I was Instagram stalking her, she had this amazing clip about empowerment and she was talking about how she had three babies. She had two babies and her business. And when somebody refers to their business as their baby, I know I got to get them on now. Without further ado, this is the lady boss. She's the owner, the founder of Facial Lounge here in Southern California. Please welcome to the show, Miss Amber Rose Johnson.
Wow.
That was an amazing introduction.
Well, thank you very much.
With me, that was awesome.
You know, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to be a WWE announcer or something.
Perfect. That's what I heard. And then, I might do that too.
So, do you know which clip I'm talking about on your Instagram where you talk about that?
I don't, but I do reference that a lot. So, that is definitely something I say.
Yeah, I always say that I have one baby and it's my business. So, yeah. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Yeah.
Well, it's hard because as a single mom, my children come first and my business comes first. And it's really hard to know what's the most important thing to do. And so, of course, children come first. But my business is so important to me. And I grow it so I can have the freedom. My kids are basketball players, so they can play and do all the things that I want them to do. So it feels very good. I started my business. I had my business for 24 years. My kids are only 13 and 14. So, my business was started first, and then it was really hard. How do you run a business when you have children? And that's where my journey really began. So.
Well, you know, and I commend you because obviously being a single mom, I'm not a single mom, but I have a lot of friends, clients that are, and I know the struggles you go through. And I definitely know the struggles of being a business owner and really being an entrepreneur, not a wantrepreneur. But, you know, you said that the kids come first, but I'd argue coming from someone with no kids, the business has to come first because the business will provide you the opportunities that these kids want. And living here in Southern California, it is not cheap having kids. I have a dog and that damn thing cost me a couple thousand a month. So I can only imagine what real human beings cost.
Yes, it's very hard. So, you know, I agree. The thing is especially when children are younger, their needs come first. And when their needs come first, if they're sick or they need you or whatever, it's really hard to work. So I think mentally you have to still be present for your children. And how do you still give all the attention to your business? And so it is very hard. But I tell people, if they have a mindset where it's very temporary, even like right now where my kids' ages are, I know where I want to go. And I know I only have a few more years of my kids in middle school. And so I want to be as present as I can. If I didn't have that, if my kids were older, I could scale my business even faster. But I would love to. I still know I have all these goals and I'm still going to achieve all of them. It just might take a little longer because I want to be a little present.
Well, 24 years in business, correct? Yep. Did I hear you accurately? And this is in the same company, the same vision,
Everything. The same day spa vision.
Yeah. And 24 years in Southern California. I mean, you've gone through recessions. You've gone through, you know, all the crap we've gone through in Southern California where you weren't allowed to have businesses open. And obviously this type of business where you're hands-on, you're touching human beings, I imagine you're really affected. So the fact that you were able to survive just over the past 3 to 4 years is a testament to itself that you are the real deal Holyfield. Yes. Now, one of the things I love talking about, and you know, the main reason I had you on the show wasn't just because we had the friends in common, but one of the first things you told me is I didn't really have any investors. I've bootstrapped this. I've done it all on my own. And to me, there's nothing more inspiring than teaching other people, you know, your hurdle, not the good flashy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody sees on Instagram, not just with you, but everybody else, all the positives, right? And I do like highlighting all the struggles you've had. So when you look at being in business 24 years, and if you're talking to a young lady at home or a young gentleman that wants to get into this type of business where it's a hands-on, you're dealing with a lot of customer service issues, you're dealing with a lot of competition in the industry, what's been the biggest challenge that, let's start going back 24 years. Was there times when you had your back against the wall, when it almost crumbled? What was the toughest challenge you had as a businesswoman?
So many times that happened. I think
she's like last week or 20 years ago.
A lot of times. The thing is with being in, I tell people, find your passion. If you're passionate about it, it naturally comes. And then when you find your passion, you also have to check your ego. Because one of the most important, in 24 years, about 9 years ago, I took a class called Driven Leadership. It's leadership classes. It's up in the mountains. And it just changed my mindset. And I really started owning my stuff. I just kind of always felt like when you think you want to be an expert, I wasn't an expert yet, but your ego gets involved. And almost when you become an expert, your ego's gone.
Yes. Yes.
And
absolutely.
So I feel like do what you love. Don't let people's opinions or challenges, you know, just stay to your goals and don't let everyone else affect you. I wish I could tell that person then, but I definitely know when your back's up against the wall and you don't know what to do, it's your self-talk because all you have is yourself. You cannot go to blame. If I could tell everyone, just don't go to blame. Whatever whoever's fault it is, it's your fault for letting them in your life, is basically how I feel.
And notice, guys, she didn't go to financials. She didn't go, hey, I ran this Groupon that didn't work. She didn't talk about her shitty landlord. She went straight to personal development and empowerment and that self-talk. And in fact, the clip I was talking about where you referred to the two babies and the kid, or the three kids, two of them being babies, you were talking about looking in the mirror and self-talk, and that women don't do it enough for themselves. And this is not something that comes organically, I don't think. It comes from mentorship. It comes from personal development. Yeah. You talked about taking that development class. Mm-hmm. What other mentors or personal development did you get that has caused your success?
So I'm very lucky. So the organization-driven leadership that I love, the husband actually was a, he does consultant work. And he does consultant work on a major scale. I was definitely not there, but we would meet, and I'm ADD, and I didn't read what it was supposed to be 1 hour a week. And I called him every day for 1 hour and he took my calls. And I didn't know, after a while, he just was like, he was a little bit going, this girl can't be real, because I had so much dreams. I didn't know how to get there. So it's 100. I could not have done this alone at all. It takes a team. You have to trust your intuition. And if you have good people, I have a very good art for that. I mean, I'm really lucky on everyone I have. And that was them also believing in me. So so after calling him every day, once a week forever, he goes, it's only, we got to revisit this. So we decided over the years, it's been, like I said, 9 years, we just became business partners.
Wow.
So I'm very lucky. So that is single-handedly, I know what I'm good at, and he understands what I'm good at, but there's so many things. I make a joke. I avoid the finance part because that's not my forte, but the good news is I trust him on finding ways to grow that. So I'm good at, when you have a business and you want to scale your business, you cannot wear all the hats. You have to figure out what you're amazing at and focus on that and find people who are really good at what they're at. And that takes time. That is not overnight. And so these roles, and as I scale the company, I mean, Facial Lounge is going to be a very big brand. And as we scale, we also want to open a school or schools. And a lot of things I'm finding is in this trade is it's really hard to find quality people. I have to kind of undo so much things.
Is this schools to teach techniques that you've kind of refined? Or what do you mean by schools?
Beauty school, like esthetician school.
Okay.
And there's, after COVID, there's not very many left. And there's a few good ones. Paul Mitchell's a great one. I love Paul Mitchell. I think there's a few handfuls, but Golden West is a great school in Orange County. There's some, but there's wait lists. They're very expensive. And so I would love to, that's really high on my, and as far as, we'll be the first person. I hope more people do this. People call me sometimes because Facial Lounge is clean and organic and there's so many ingredients we don't use. And people call me and go, oh my God, these companies are cleaning up, and kind of thinking I'm going to be mad. And I'm like, awesome, they're paraben free. Like, this is my dream. So I hope more schools could do this. But looking at health as a whole, so a lot of things, our skin is talking to us all the time. And so people are ignoring it. If you have nail fungus, that's usually gut. If there's things going on in your feet, if your calves are sore, that's heart. Like, our bodies are constantly communicating. If your nails are soft, that's not enough oxygen. That's like a big deal. Like, there's so many signs that we see in health that our skin is constantly talking to us. So if people in beauty learn this, we can be the first commanders to help. So
where you're not selling, but you're educating the public, and by default, they end up buying. And I think that's a huge lesson, right? When you're talking about these little tips about, you know, the deficiency being gut or lower in, you know, a certain vitamin, et cetera, et cetera. And I found that, you know, when I consult with different brands, so many people, when I look on their landing page, it's just immediately sell, sell, sell. Yeah. And I think maybe that's a different school of sales that I went through, because I found that when you educate the public, then by default, they will buy anything that you recommend because they need to trust you first.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings me to a tough point. You mentioned it as well. And, you know, not to be controversial, but when I go shopping and then when I really dive into this organic label and the whole vegan movement, et cetera, you know, you come to find out that, you know, unless you're really reading between the lines, the organic label ends up being a marketing technique, and you're paying fucking 10 times as much as you should be for the eggs or the milk or whatever. And I'm a big proponent of trying to stay away from, GMOs or chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. Is this vegan? You know, when I go on your website, I love the fact that it immediately sends the message. You got this young lady rubbing some, you know, facial mask thing on your face. It's a great landing page. But the thing that popped out to me was vegan facials and skincare.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, vegan, does this mean like, I didn't know there was cheese and milk and stuff in these types of products. So is the vegan organic label abused in this industry?
Yes.
Or is this something that now you pride yourself on? Give me a little education on that.
It is a very, that's a great question. There's a lot of, I hate bashing it because there's so much, there's some real companies out there, but it's definitely overused. And the thing with vegan, for years I took, so we've been in business 24 years, this year, 24 years. And there's so many times about, I'm trying to think about like 12 years ago, people were kind of hard on me. Like, I don't want vegan. I want something that works. So I took away the word vegan for at least 2 years in my company. I just didn't use it because people didn't think I was real. But I got really frustrated with how dirty the medical world is, or the fake clean products that we're saying, which is a really full-time job to find. The most important thing is skincare has ingredients that really hurt us. They disrupt our hormones. They can cause autoimmune disease. There's cancers linked. There's so many things emotionally. There's things that are
messes with women's hormones. I mean, I read that all the time, right? Well, we don't have hormones. We're perfect. Yeah, what are you talking about, Amber?
Yeah, and more men are getting breast cancer even just from deodorant. So like the parabens and deodorants, the fragrance.
Dudes get breast cancer?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Yes. Shows my ignorance.
And the sad thing is it's the most undiagnosed because men would never think to check.
I'm not going
to
go get a mammogram today.
Well, if you have a bump, I want you to go get checked. But it is very common now, and that's mostly, it's all hormone disruptors. So anything, this is our lymphatic system. It's the most important system. We sweat out, we clean out. It's important. We don't want to use antiperspirants, but we don't want to smell, right?
Yeah.
So there's some great natural deodorants out there that actually work. I know Tom's was big 20 years ago, and everyone's like, you stink. It did, because it didn't have anything. They've come so far. So if someone's scared of the natural deodorant world, it's a great time to start. Also, chlorophyll. If you take chlorophyll internally, it helps.
Well, I know we both have ADD, but somehow you're a mind reader, because every time I'm about to bring something up, you literally nip it in the bud. It started with the vegan, and then it ended with the deodorant, because that's something that I see a lot of people talking about. Not too many people understand that little tiny word, aluminum, in your deodorant can really hurt you. I want to hear from the expert when we come back here on Financial Fridays on, is normal deodorants bad for you? And we're also going to run Amber Rose through our Financial Friday 5. We'll be back here on Financial Fridays on CT101's iHeartRadio.
Oh, we'll be right back with the Financial Friday 5 on Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the insider investor, Tony Kaye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the insider investor, Tony Kaye. It's now time for the Financial Friday Five.
Have you ever found yourself caught up and you need an attorney? Give my man Freddie Sage a call. He's over at the Fox Firm. That's Fox with two X's. This dude handles everything from cannabis defense to criminal law to entertainment law. He's somebody that's helped not just friends of the show, family of the show, but he's somebody that helps people all over Southern California and a lot of the guests you've heard on the show. Lean on Freddie Sage for advice. Give him a call. He's the one attorney I trust. He's got 20 years of experience here in California. Give him a call, 310-877-5033, or check out his website, a Fox Firm. That's with two X's. Now, we're back with Miss Amber Rose. She is not the co-founder. She is the sole founder and owner of Facial Lounge down here in Southern California. Now, before we went on break, I was talking to Amber about aluminum in deodorant. And it's something I see on clickbait articles trying to sell natural deodorants. Give me the 411 on deodorant.
Yeah. So I actually found out about aluminum very young. I worked at Mother's Market in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is before the internet, you guys. And they would bring me paperwork on some studies that we knew about how bad aluminum was and parabens were, honestly, in the 70s, 80s. And so it was in the 90s when I got this paperwork. I would make photocopies and hand it to anyone who listened to me. But our lymphatic, and now we're finding so much more about our lymphatic system now. So fast forward 30 years, I'm so glad, truly glad that I have never grown up with deodorant. I also genetically, you can do your genetics for breast cancer. I do have one of the genetic markers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine. I take good care of myself, but I also truly think that because I avoided these deodorants, I'm saved my life because I knew what they were so young. And now I truly know what they do, but aluminum does back up a lot of, your body needs to sweat, needs to detox. Anytime the toxins actually back up, it goes into our breast. And so a lot of breast cancer can be from deodorants. Also, deodorants have ingredients that disrupt the hormones. And that is linked to a lot of breast cancers, especially the estrogen cancer. So people can test their cancer to find out a lot more now. So we know where a lot of cancers come from.
So that's interesting because, you know, our sound engineer, Connor, and myself, we go down some rabbit holes on controversy and conspiracy theories. And to hear that you say this knowledge has been around for 30 years, but I don't remember hearing about it 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's only in the past 5 years. And I went down through my little hippie phase where I went pescatarian. I would shop at Whole Foods every day, but I don't remember that knowledge being kind of creeping up. Why would that? I mean, it seems like such a minimal ingredient that can be removed. If they knew it was bad and they still know it's bad, why do, say, 70% of deodorants, when I look at the label, it still has it in there? What's the secret or what's the conspiracy there?
Well, I will tell you, social media has helped so many things because I knew about this for so long and I finally watched people watching it. I would watch it on social media. I remember getting so excited. It started with Facebook, right? And I would see people writing posting things, but it was slowly getting the word out. Once things like TikTok and at first was Instagram. Once things like this came out, people were able to find the research. You also get a lot of fake stuff. So it's really hard to find the truth, but you can go down the rabbit hole. There's a lot of them, but I will tell you the biggest reason you never heard about it is because all of the people who were funding these shows and TV shows, mostly we got all of our information off TV. All of them were backed by Procter & Gamble. So those are the people who are making all these chemicals and these. So I tell people it's not just deodorant. You want to avoid Tide. You want to avoid any fragrance. There's a documentary called Stink. I said it earlier. Stink. If everyone can watch that.
I think it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
And it has thousands. It will teach you a lot, but I go down the rabbit hole. But this was specifically about the fragrance that they're using on children's clothes to make their clothes smell. And this guy did an independent study and found out how many toxins were in there, from embalming fluid to completely illegal ingredients that cause cancer and mimic horse hormones on children. This was being sold to children, but we have this in our fragrance right now. I love good fragrance. Okay. I am trying to work with a couple different people who make very clean fragrance that smells good. I'm getting some samples made, but I love a good fragrance. I do. I own them, but I wear them very seldom because I know how toxic fragrance can be.
So is the replacement chemical to aluminum that much more costly? Like, why wouldn't Procter & Gamble just replace that ingredient? Or is it just because they don't want to tarnish a brand and have to rebrand the message.
In the next 10 years, I guarantee you'll be gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So it's not going to be around. Same with sunscreens. They knew 100% that these chemical sunscreens are causing cancer more than the sun.
Wow.
And they are now just now, Johnson & Johnson just had the biggest lawsuit. I have a friend named Melissa that we used to get in fights over this 20 years ago. She's now a lawyer. And I sent her a message going, I can still debate this. I win. You know, she's a lawyer. That girl can win. Anyways, but I've known about a lot of these ingredients. But because these big companies were able to hide it you would never hear the truth on the news. And because now of podcasts and social media, and people have a lot more freedom of speech. This information I'm saying now, I could never get on the news even if I tried.
Well, I love what you said earlier. Social media has a big stigma, but there are times like this where it is educating the public. And I always say now, especially to Connor, and I always joke about this, I think the newest conspiracy theory is that you don't have a conspiracy theory, because all the stuff that we were told we were crazy about, lo and behold, all of a sudden I'm sending out an occasional, not occasional, about once a week. I told you so because you're seeing it come out now. I want to put you through the Financial Friday Five, because you're definitely the real deal when it comes to being an entrepreneur. The questions are designed to inspire the younger generation or anybody just looking to turn a page and get out of the 9-to-5 or work for somebody else. But if you're an entrepreneur, you'll relate with a lot of these questions and answers. So question number one on the Financial Friday Five is, what is the best investment you've ever made, Amber?
My business. My best investment was myself in my business. When I wanted to scale, I had no investors, which was not technically, I would make a joke, don't take too much advice from me. I probably should have had one, but I'm glad I didn't, because it feels good to grow like this. But I literally made all my money, didn't put all my eggs in one basket, but I knew it was going to work, and it did. So I'm just trusting your gut and bring it to yourself.
I always say, look for mentors before investors. Because a mentor will be way more valuable. They're not going to ask for a piece of equity usually, but they actually have your best interests in heart. Not all money is good money. So I love the fact that you bootstrapped it. And now when you're ready to scale, it's a different story. You have a proven business model, you know your valuation. And now that you want to take investor dollars, it's really for a purpose, and you know exactly what percentage of that company to give up. So really good advice there. Now, question number two on the Financial Friday Five is, what is the worst investment you've ever made? This could be into a person or a product, business, or investment.
I used to follow the trends a lot. I don't do that anymore. And I bought a lot of machines and things I didn't know need. So I opened my garage, I just moved, and I saw thousands and thousands of dollars of all these fun things that I was, they weren't it, but I had to buy them. So sometimes not spending money, but I did have to try them. So I know it was a bad investment. I'm stuck with a lot of expensive broken equipment.
I call that being a jack of all trades and a master of none. Yeah. And you typically learn that as an entrepreneur. Well, you'll go out and buy every new software, or in your case, probably machinery, the newest lasers. And then you quickly realize, if you can just focus on two or three things like vegan skincare or healthcare or education, then you can kind of segue into the newest trends. But if you start chasing those trends, you quickly go broke before your audience educates themselves on it. Great answer. Question number three is, what's the best present you've ever bought someone else?
The best present. I haven't spent money on a lot of people. I'm not, I have a goal in mind in my head before I do that. I buy my kids whatever they want for Christmas.
So I shouldn't expect anything for my birthday.
No, I'm not
Christmas.
A good gift.
Maybe a card or a Starbucks
card. Their Santa gifts always get filled. I mean, my kids.
Kids come first. Business, and then Tony. That makes sense.
Exactly. My ex has the same Tony. You gotta be good.
Oh boy, it's amazing how many exes are named Tony. Yeah, right? Maybe that's why I've been single all this time, Connor. Question number four is, what's the best present you've ever bought yourself?
My best present. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. I had a feeling, because if you're being consistent,
you
have a goal.
I would probably be a trip to Italy.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, this goal that you keep alluding to, is it a number of stores? Is it a number in your checking account? Is there a level of account? Is there a definable point?
It's a number in my bank account.
Okay.
And the number of stores are definitely coming. And that's the thing is with right now, I was laughing because I'm like on financial. I don't pay myself a lot, but I know it's because in the end it's going to be worth. So I am on a tight, especially for where I live. This is a tighter budget, and I'm okay with that because I know when I scale, it's going to be worth it. So I think people think I have a lot more money than I do, but I know that my worth is huge.
And guys, that's an important lesson, because as a business owner, you'll quickly understand there's a lot of business owners that on the surface, they have flashy objects at their business. They have big screen TVs, massive things. But the moment you start paying yourself, number one, you're taking capital out of that business. You're also increasing your tax basis, where it's more efficient to pay yourself and your expenses through the business. But the moment you take capital out of that business, one of the biggest mistakes when people start up is they start paying themselves a hefty salary, and then they got to go look for more money that's more expensive than it would have been if they just bootstrapped it. So massive, massive learning lesson there, guys. The final question on the Financial Friday 5 Amber is, if you could buy anything and money was not an object, what would that be? And you can't wish for a genie with five more wishes. Just what my answer is. Money is no object. You hit a red button, poof, it's there.
Well, I buy buildings for my business.
There it goes. Yeah. It goes back. This is the definition of an entrepreneur, not a wantrepreneur, where she's constantly focused on the present, the success, and the advice always revolving around the business. I love that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear all about the skincare line. I want to hear about the expansion plans that you have and where people can find you. We'll be right back here on Financial Friday.
We'll be right back with more Financial Fridays with the Inside Investor, Tony Kaye. Make sure you follow Tony at The Insider Investor.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101's Financial Fridays with the Inside Investor, Tony Kaye. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the show now.
You guys just heard me say it. Before you get mentors, before you get investors, make sure you get mentors. Royally screwed that up. See, if I had a better mentor, I wouldn't have screwed that up. That's why I got Master Mentors Live coming to a city near you, guys. You guys have heard me talk about this a lot. It's something I'm super proud of. If you want to cash in on the modern day green rush, check out mastermentorslive.com. It's a free 90-minute workshop. We're coming to a city near you. In fact, this year alone, we're going to be in over 20 U.S. cities. We're coming there to teach you everything having to do with the cannabis industry. If you want to learn how to get a dispensary license, or grow house, maybe you want to start your own CBD or facial cream line, maybe you want to make something for your pets. There's also a thousand other ancillary businesses surrounding this massive opportunity. Guys, you have nothing to lose. Check out the website. Register for a city near you. We're probably going to be there this year or coming pretty soon. MasterMentorsLive.com. Now, we're back here on Financial Fridays with Miss Amber Rose of the Facial Lounge down here in sunny California. And she's sharing her wisdom of what it took to be an entrepreneur as a single mom, all the challenges that she's faced after 24 years in business. She's rolled out some phenomenal products. And what you guys missed out on here behind the scenes during the break, Connor said, hey, listen, Amber, you know, there's this quiz on your website. More importantly, last time you were here, I think you shared some of your products. Connor, if you don't mind in chiming in with no... You know, there's nothing preset here. We didn't plan this, but you were talking to me about your glowing soft skin at the ripe old age of 19, or what are you? 20?
24. I look 15.
Tell me about your experience with the product, Connor.
So I landed on the Gentle Facial Cleanser, and I quite like it. I use it every night, and you know, it's gentle on the skin. Sometimes it, you can feel a little too chemically, you know, from other products, but I like that this one has me feeling good. It smells good, and I got my girlfriend using it too, so we love it.
So I haven't tried any of this stuff. In my ignorant brain, you know, where I just kind of go for the shiny objects, I've always liked the stuff that has like the grains in it and shit, because I feel like it's sandpaper and it's actually working. Does it have that? Is that a bad thing?
We do make a scrub, but it's Ecuadorian ivory seeds. So check, they're perfectly round circles, so they don't scratch your skin. So a lot of scrubs are actually made from walnuts or nuts. A lot of them used to be apricot, or the worst is plastics or microplastics. So, which are now banned. So I don't think.
And that's because I remember something where Neutrogena got into a lot of hot water because the beads were clogging up sinks and crap. And I'm like, man, if this thing isn't even good for your plumbing in your house, it can't be good for your face. So were those micro beads you're talking about?
That's another line. Not ours. So ours are Ecuadorian ivory seeds. They're biodegradable. They're great. They're great for your skin. They're perfectly round circles. So they're just like a nice buff. We also make something called a papaya mask. I make a joke. It's called the non-scrub scrub because it gets all the dead skin off without scrubbing. Some people, that really hurts their skin. I also like a scrub, so I get it, but it is not for everybody. But if someone wants to exfoliate, the papaya mask,
that's the word, exfoliate. And then what's this little clear plastic thing I see a lot of girls put on when they think you're not looking and they're watching TV, that on your website, that little clear plastic film, those are
actually our CBD eye gels. We cannot sell them online because they shut us down for having CBD in them. So we're going to make a non-CBD one for online, and then in-store only you can pick those up. But those gels are actually made from coconuts.
Interesting.
And it's really cool. And they are they have a CBD and peptides. Yeah.
So the reason you can't sell them online, is it because the CBD has a little hint of THC to activate the CBD?
No, we don't know why. We're really upset, but Shopify is not
friend. Shopify is not CBD friendly.
And that's the only thing that works in our system, so we're not changing it for one iPad. So I'm really, there's two products that have it. So we just decided to have it in spot only because they shut us down. It took us a week to turn on our website, and that's how people book their facials. So it's a big deal.
It's probably why Shopify stock is down significantly and constantly, because this little crap like this, they'll let you sell a lot more harmful products. When we take a natural product like CBD, they're shutting you down. That's not the first time I've heard that about Shopify, which is really unfortunate. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the existing Med Spas. For those of you that are listening in Southern California, want to go support Amber, where can they find you? What's the website? What's your Instagram?
Yes. So we're Facial Lounge. That's our Instagram is @FacialLounge. Our website is FacialLounge.com. We have two locations. We have one in Corona del Mar, which is Newport Beach, California, near Fashion Island. And we have the other one in Back Bay. Back Bay is technically Newport, and then half of it is Costa Mesa. So our address is technically Costa Mesa, but people argue me all the time that it's Newport. So we have one in Costa Mesa and one in Newport Beach. And we are opening our third. So that's here to come. So we're excited.
Now, you were talking about manifesting your expansion. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about what's next for Facial Lounge.
So we are looking at, we have a couple options for some locations. There's one project in Dana Point that's unbelievable. They're curating all these really small companies that are from like Malibu, Beverly Hills, Newport, and they're having them in one location. So a place I love is called the Fermentation Farm. It's only in Costa Mesa. That will be their second location, which is a really cool, like healthy market, but they're curating these amazing. So that's one of the projects. I love the Now, which is a massage place. They have one in Long Beach. They have one in Newport. They're a chain. I work a lot with the Now. I think they're awesome. And it's just massages. And the Now has one of the top locations is in Long Beach. And that's on 2nd Street. So that's another. So we're kind of in arms of what location, if we should go south or north. And so I don't know yet. They're both sound fun.
If I'm coming to your spa and, you know, I'm a older teenager, younger, middle age, somewhere in between there, whatever you want to call it. And I want to get services done. What is the one service that if somebody was going to buy me a gift package, what would you recommend knowing what you know about me?
So the cool thing is Facial Lounge has one facial and it's a custom facial to everybody. So anyone can book and it's custom because Facial Lounge has done over 150,000 facials.
Wow.
And over about 7 years ago, we just changed it to custom because before we had different choices and people were picking off price and not what they need.
We get confused because I don't know what the mud, the papaya, I'm like, do I drink it? Do I eat it? Or do I put it on my face?
No. So now it's customized. So our estheticians, there's a lot of us and they're all amazing. And I train everyone and they're just so good. They they look at people's skin. We talk about lifestyle. It's interesting. When you're an artist, you kind of know pretty quickly. I don't have to have a huge conversation with someone to actually know what they need, but I have the questions sometimes that make them feel good. But I still need to know a lot of things, but it's not a long consultation. Some spas meet you for a half an hour. We're not that. We actually start cleansing you, talking, feeling the texture, and we customize it off your skincare needs. So fantastic. We only have one facial and we're number one in everything.
And this is a one price facial? Or?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So our facials are $195. And then when people love it, there's a membership and we're $160. So it's $160 a month. They can come once a month. And the reason we set this up was really cool, because I knew every 28 days we have a natural cell cycle, just like the moon, just like women's cycles. We really do need to come in every 28 days. I was calling people every 28 days before membership was even like a thing. Like there was no system set up. So I had already a huge clientele that was kind of naturally following that pattern, but there's no marketing behind it. It was just what it was. And then one day people are like, well, you should have a membership, which is so felt so structured to me because I'm so not that.
Right.
And I didn't want like... Some people do the membership because they save money, but it's actually a system behind it that happened to turn into a business that was why I'm so successful, because we have a lot of members and we look, and we also, not the best business thing, but if someone doesn't use their membership in a certain amount of time, we shut it off. So we're not like a corporation that keep it going.
As your financial advisor, I'd have to disagree with that business model.
I just don't want to deal with the call in a year. And I did. That's happened where we had, so I have a system that automates it. That's because I just know on the back end, if I want to stay number one in Yelp and Google and win every award, I mean, do these things. These are those little things that make such a big difference, because those customers appreciate me. Once people remember they have a membership and they have, we still let them use them. Like I'm very honest, and they end up re-signing back up and they never leave me, or sometimes they don't, whatever. But
it's a massive business lesson though, Amber. Absolutely. Because I think too many people are, sorry to cut you off, in the sense of, I see so many people always focused on squeezing every last dollar out of that consumer. And for somebody to have 140,000 plus facials done now, correct? To have that repeat customer base, it's not just locking them down on a 30-minute recurring and I need 30 days to cancel, like the gym model, right? You have found, probably by giving this killer customer service and letting somebody know, like, hey, you haven't used it for 2 months, we're going to cut you off, that appreciation, would I'd remember something like that, right? Or 1 month after 30 days. I will also say this. I dated an esthetician back probably in my late 20s. And I did find that when I was doing it regularly, I was seeing results. And it's that consistency of going back after 3 months. It was almost like maintenance. It'd be less painful. I'd have less blackheads. It was, you know, I just felt a lot fresher and cleaner. Yeah. So I think there's a massive opportunity there. But for entrepreneurs listening, that's a huge lesson. You can't do that when you're starting out. You're trying to kind of squeeze out every last penny from your consumer. But it's also a double-edged sword, because if customers go on Yelp and go online and get the keyboard warrior thing going, you'd much rather lose a dollar and get a good review, correct?
Well, you'll lose a customer. And so, I mean, the Yelp, whatever that happens, there's Karens out there. But if you can try to keep a customer, and I call like as much as I can, we get complaints. And I'm talking about people would kill for mine. Mine aren't bad. You know what I mean? Someone was a little red, or they had a pimple, or sometimes people can purge their skin need. That's very rare, but it could happen. I have all the answers. So if I know this, if someone, we send a message after each person, it's a lot of tedious work to keep. But if they stay a long time, and we know their spending habits too, is great, because our customers are automatically, no matter what, when they're membership, they're spending. I mean, memberships are amazing. And if you take good care of them and you can keep them, it's unbelievable what can happen. But that's the thing. You don't want to squeeze too much out, or at least have some amazing customer service to make sure they want to stay.
And also, I'll end with this. As a bachelor, you know, being in my late 40s now, I will say that high quality women notice good skin on a man.
Yes.
There's women that will walk up like, your skin's oily, or, oh, you took, you know, you're getting taken care of yourself. And it's weird, because as men, we don't really know. Now with Connor, I noticed it today. I said, wow, Connor, you look stunning. I'm messing with him. I didn't even know he'd gone home and apply that every night.
I guess.
I noticed Daniel kind of rubbing his skin today, or doing something with him. Well, I'm grateful to Gemma and Taylor for the opportunity to get to know you. For those of you that want to continue this journey with me and Amber, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her up on this offer. I'm going to go to her spa. I'll run it live on a story, and I'm going to show you guys exactly what I go through, the before and after. And then pretty soon you're going to see me with the same kind of skin that Connor's got. and I'm going to be getting all the youngsters chasing after me like Connor does. His girlfriend's going to love me. Before I leave, Amber, is there anything else you want to add before we leave?
No, I just want to thank you for having me. Well, thank you so much. Awesome, and I love the positivity you're spreading. So, you know, if you change one person's life, it's a big deal, but you're changing a lot. So thank you so much.
And I think there's somebody at home inspired right now by some of the words that you said, because you definitely dropped some nuggets. And ladies and gentlemen, before we sign off, I do want to thank a few people. When you listen to the show at home, you think it's just a microphone or maybe a couple cameras, but there's an entire army. This army is constantly expanding. But I do want to highlight a few people today in studio, especially my production crew, Daniel and Connor, you know, the beauty queens over there that have been trying all the products. They are a killer for us. I know that we have a lot of new shows coming up online. They've been helping with the shows we're doing with Taylor. So I want to thank you guys for pulling through last minute. And up front, we got Jennifer and Erica, who constantly are busting their butts. When you guys look at the live edits, the streams, etc., these gals really have been working hard for us. They've been some of the longer running employees. We have an army of other people that help us out, but I wanted to highlight them today specifically. And thank you guys for listening to Financial Fridays. I'm Tony K. You guys can always find me on Instagram at the Insider Investor. And remember to keep that wallet tight. Keep your mind right. I'm going to see you next Friday here on Financial Fridays, and I'm out.
Thank you for listening to Financial Fridays with the Insider Investor, Tony K, on Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.